This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The status of D'Anthony Melton and how long he will be out, but he was playing some good basketball, man. He had missed five games with the lower back strain. We know he missed 44 regular season games a season ago with the back injury. He only played in one playoff game, but this guy was coming in. I love this song right here. This is smooth. D'Anthony Melton, 1 year, $12 million deal, an improvement deal. The SoCal native, of course, is I like this guy a lot, man. I really like D'Anthony Melton. I like what he brings to this roster. So how will Steve Kerr play it with the starting lineup after he basically committed to the starting lineup with Curry, Melton, Draymond, Wiggins, and TJD? Now, TJD has stayed at the five, and Loon Dog and TJD have been playing very well together as a combination. 20 rebounds the other night against Dallas. Loon Dog, one of the league leaders in offensive rebounds.
Nine
offensive rebounds, Loon Dog, and you just hear a Loon Jets. Like Schleprock said, call him Mr. Windex because all he does is clear up the glass.
And he joined us yesterday on 95.7 The Game during Crosstalk. That's got to be the first time ever that a guest has joined four of our hosts at once, not named like a Warriors Summit or something like that. But we never even have guests during that time.
Yeah, we don't have
really
guests. Yeah.
Unless I think Lo Neal joined you guys, but he was actually there. So it's a little bit different. So Kevon Looney, find that interview, obviously, on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, whatever. Or the Free Odyssey app. Download that, Bonte, as you know. But it just speaks to the leadership of this team, too, from top to bottom and the buy-in from everyone, that a guy like Kevon Looney, who has been a multi-time champion, played in some of the biggest games in the history of the sport.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is willing to come off the bench or willing to have DNPs some nights. And that's got to be hard, right? Seeing a young guy kind of take over. It's still, if you're Kevon Looney, it's like, dude, I'm not 35 years old.
Right.
Now he's got kind of like old wear and tear on his body because he obviously came into the league with a hip injury coming out of UCLA, Bonte. And he's had a lot of obviously high stress games on that body playing into the playoffs as much as he's done in his young career. He's what, 28?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit different, but also at the same time, you got to be like, hey, I got a lot of good years left in me if I'm Kevon Looney, but it's the buy-in from a guy like Kevon Looney, the guy, a buy-in from Andrew Wiggins, from Moses Moody, from Brandon Pajemski, every single player, Draymond Green, Stephen Curry, Terry Stotts, Jerry Stackhouse now, the assistant coaches that have done wonders on this staff so far early on with Steve Kerr. I'm just so impressed with the depth of this team, man.
And the depth is good. And so Steve Kerr with his depth, you know, who's going to play? And it's not about the starters. Joe Lovin last week about the start first. It's about the first five and getting off the better starts, which the Warriors did the last two first quarters. There's no doubt. Got off the better starts against OKC and Memphis. But Melton's interchangeable. Will you start Buddy? Will you start Kuminga? We'll see how Steve Kerr plays and how that affects the second unit here. But it is worrisome that Melton's been out now. It's going to be a sixth game he's been out. And you just hope that the young man can stay healthy. You just hope that the young man can stay healthy and contribute to a team that looks like they're primed to have a big-time regular season. Now, we'll see what happens over the next month or two. They'll start to play some teams at full strength, as they may have some guys who are in and out of the lineup. You never know with the injuries right now, but so far so good with the Golden State Warriors. And they get another test. And I was thinking about this yesterday, and I was for a second, Spadone, I was like, man, maybe the Dubs will have an emotional letdown today. You know, after the Clay day and everything that went into that, and Steph Curry and everything.
You got a couple talking. Days off. Yeah.
But this team understands where they're at in the Western Conference. They understand that Minnesota is struggling right now. They will get hot. Dallas has lost four in a row. They will turn it around. By the way, the Luka Doncic defense at the end of the game yesterday against Utah, embarrassing.
That
flat out embarrassing.
That's all I kept seeing on my timeline late last night was Luka and defense was trending.
Yesterday was just embarrassing for Luka. That was embarrassing.
Which is really surprising. Like, not, I shouldn't say surprising, but, you know, I could accept the fact that a guy like Stephen Curry may not be the greatest defensively, just given his size and stature and just how important he is offensively and the level of, like, just how much he has to run miles-wise throughout a game. I get it. Luka, you're like 6'8", 6'7", and you're a big guy.
He just doesn't move.
Give me something. No effort. You have the size.
No effort.
And it's more than half of playing defense, Monte, is just wanting to do it. Like, Kobe would talk about that all the time. Like, hey, listen, I work hard at this. It's not that I have this God-given ability. Yeah, I'm tall. Yeah, I work out, and I try to get, like, strength and muscle on me. But I have to work at this every single day. Same with Michael Jordan. They hung their hat on this every single day. And, you know, when I saw a guy like Klay Thompson, you know, who's similar size and build with Luka, I think a lot of fans took for granted just how good that guy was defensively and just how effortless it was for him on both sides of the court. Yep. Even when he was at his best, you know, we talked about him occasionally as the best two-way player in the game, but it was always Kawhi Leonard, right? It was always a guy like that, and Klay Thompson, because he had Steph and he had Draymond on his team, so he'd kind of get pushed to the side a little bit there. But, man, you're right. Just the lack of effort is why it's hard sometimes to root for a guy like Luka Doncic, who is amazing offensively. No one's denying that.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like LeBron at times with his ball distribution and his shooting abilities. But just LeBron gave me something on the other end of the court too, dude.
Yep.
Like, and he's young enough to where maybe he can get up there, but I don't know.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But you know what, though? Memphis will turn it around. I mean, excuse me, Dallas will turn it around at some point. Minnesota will turn it around at some point. Phoenix is hanging in there despite not having Kevin Durant. So it's important for the Warriors, which is why I don't think they'll have an emotional letdown tonight against Memphis. They know what Memphis is going to bring to the table. They sat back and watched them against the L.A. Lakers, led by Steph Curry, Draymond Green, who's playing at an unbelievable level. He really is. He is. I keep using that line to check me to change. I like that line a lot. Watching that game back, Spadone, against the Mavericks. We'll get right back into football in just a second. And we'll get back to your point before the break about why you feel better about the Warriors than you do the Niners. What popped out to me after watching the game over was Steph Curry, Draymond Green. They were like playing at different speed. Steph Curry's moving so well off the ball, back cuts all over the place. And then you get Draymond Green, who's been a leader in playing defense and filling up the stat sheet and being aggressive offensively and coming up with key steals and block shots and no turnovers the other night. When those two guys are locked in like that, everything else just kind of falls into place. And Andrew Wiggins, even though he scored 8 and struggled offensively, had a hell of a game defensively. Like, but watching that game back, I was like, okay, and Dre is playing like that on a nightly basis, and Steph is playing like that on a nightly basis, that maybe this team is not far away from doing the unthinkable and maybe winning a fifth ring, but we're so far away from that. But if they continue to do that, who the hell is going to bet against these guys in a playoff series? I'm not.
It's pretty unbelievable that, you know, March 14th is Steph's birthday and he'll be 37 next year.
Doesn't look it.
He's still faster than everyone else.
He doesn't look it.
It's him and LeBron when it comes to the longevity and the athleticism that it's unparalleled. It really is. And LeBron obviously has been a physical freak of nature since he was 16, 17 years old. You just saw that, the build, the size, whatever. And he got stronger and stronger as mm-hmm. it got on. But Stephen Curry, I got to give him his credit when it comes to just rebuilding his body. And again, we'd go back to this. He's listed as 6'2", maybe 6'3", if he grows out his hair, Bonte. He's not the biggest individual, but he put on some size. He put on some muscle. But sometimes that comes at the cost of quickness, but it hasn't for him.
Yep.
That's what's so impressive about him. And he has, you know, gotten better at defense. I still mm-hmm. think he's slightly below average there when it comes to there. But it was fun watching him at times actually handle Clay a little bit
right.
defensively
right.
last game. So that was pretty cool. But just, again, just don't take for granted what you're watching with Steph Curry, because him and Draymond's probably the one that's, not saying surprising, but I think has got people most excited, because Anthony Slater, a 95.7 The Game Insider, covers his team better than everyone else, joined you guys a couple days ago, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. He said he's playing like a DPOY.
Those guys.
He's
playing like a top three defensive player in the league now.
Held Zion to 5 of 20 on the back end of a back-to-back against the New Orleans Pelicans. 5 of 20 shooting, Zion Williamson. You never see that happen.
Who's he is, again, but
Lauri Markkanen, who mm-hmm. everybody wanted in the offseason, he shut him down.
Yeah, what's Lowry doing these days with the Utah Jazz? Everyone wanted him.
Well, yeah, you don't hear too much about that, do you? and it's better to have these young assets now, I believe, because Kuminga's playing better off the bench. He's playing really well, Kuminga, right now. He's averaging 17 a game since he's been shifted to the bench.
You know what? That's interesting, Bonte. I'm gonna pull up some of the stats real quick
Kuminga. All right, I'll pull up Kuminga.
No, I got it right now. I got both.
All right.
So right now, just early sample size, but the regular season, Lauri Markkanen's averaging 16 points, about 40% from the field overall, 41% from the three, 6 boards, 2 assists. So 16, 6, and 2.
Oh, wow.
Jonathan Kuminga, who's getting paid significantly less than Lauri Markkanen,
yeah.
who has a tremendous more upside, in my mm-hmm. opinion. He's 22 years old, 14, 4, and 1. Not too far off, to be honest with you.
How many minutes per game for Markkanen and how many minutes per game?
24 for Kuminga, 29
wow.
for Lauri Markkanen.
Wow.
And by the way, Kuminga, shooting percentage, 48%.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm just saying. Interesting.
I told Dunleavy at Fight Night, I said, hey, man, I'm glad you did trade. I tell all those guys, I don't care. That's how I feel. Markkanen wasn't moving the needle. He wasn't moving the needle for me. But how about this? I grabbed the numbers once Kuminga got shifted to the bench. And he's a reserve now, but he's getting 26 minutes a game as a reserve.
After Shams sent the benched tweet. So ridiculous.
So bad. How about this? Since he's been a reserve, 26 minutes a game, 52% shooting from the floor, 43% shooting from the field, from three, 17 points a game, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Now, the free throw percentage has to get better, 66.6% for free throw line, but 17 a game, 5 rebounds, 26 minutes, 52 from the floor, 43 from 3. That's what Kuminga is doing as a reserve next to Buddy Hield.
Maybe this is a stretch, Bonte, but could he be playing that Iguodala role potentially?
Absolutely.
Heading into the playoffs.
You see the way he was defending Luka the other night?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just looking at, and again, the comp maybe isn't there.
Right. They're different players. I understand what you're trying to say, though. The impact defensively
Defensively, the
right.
size, the, yep. like what they can do.
But this guy can go downhill and get to the hoop at will. Like, he could do that better than Iguodala at the stage.
Correct.
Iguodala was at with the Golden State Warriors. Iguodala's a hell of a player.
Yes.
Swiss Army knife.
He's a borderline probably going to be a Hall of Famer. He was the number one on those Sixers squads.
He was
the number one.
Those Sixers squads didn't do a lot.
They didn't, but you know he dragged them to the playoffs.
Iguodala was fine.
He was supposed to be the next AI.
Kuminga has he can be a more complete player than Andre Iguodala. He has a potential to be a more now. Iguodala had to handle. Iguodala could bring the ball up the floor, and he had a better handle than Kuminga right
now. Distributor. He was a better ball distributor.
Better passer, no doubt. But Kuminga's an underrated passer. Not to say that Kuminga's a bad passer. I just think he doesn't get enough credit for the way he can pass. So Kuminga's playing some good basketball. But I'm going to get back to Loon Dog for a second because he discussed the 12-day
time for
rotation.
The legal.
Sorry, Caruso. Sorry. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, in AC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Here's what Loon said during the crossover yesterday. Willard, Dibbs, Steiny Goo, crossover, Looney about the 12-man rotation.
I think it all falls on the players. If we want it to work, it can work. You know, if we buy in that we're going to make the most of our time and not complain about minutes, not complain about not getting enough time or not starting, that could where it could be problems when guys start complaining and bickering about things. But if we all buy into the system and buy into that this 12-man rotation is going to make us win and that we're all going to chip in and wait on our turn, I think it's going to work. So I think it's all based on the players and based on our belief in the system and us buying in. I think we've been buying in so far, and that's why it's been working.
It has been working, and they are bought in. What about the chemistry, Loon Dog?
After last season, after not making the playoffs, everybody had to look at each other in the mirror and hold each other accountable and hold themselves accountable. Last year wasn't up to our standards. You know, we was above 500. We had a decent record, but we didn't make the playoffs. And we were talking about winning championships. To not even make the playoffs was something that none of us foresaw. So this off season, I think everybody locked in and put all their egos and stuff to the side. And when we came in, everybody was buying in. We listened to our coaching staff, and we got our identity back in. We just got out there playing with joy, and I think it shows. The new guys came in and brought a different energy, brought a new life. The young guys got better, and I think everything is starting to click at the right time. And we know it's a long season. It's only been 11 games, and we got a lot more to prove, but we like the way we're playing, and we're off to a good start.
I love the way they're playing. And Loon Dog spitting the wisdom there. Nothing but gospel from Loon Dog.
One of the leaders of that team. I think people get slept on during that whole Draymond Green debacle, punch. I hate to go Hawaiian, but you got to go back to that. But during that whole thing, that was, Kevon Looney was the guy that was very outspoken. Like, hey, Draymond's got to earn our trust back in the locker room. I always view Kevon, even though he's quiet, he's a quiet guy, calm demeanor. He has that big smile, but he is one of the leaders of this team.
This is Kevon Looney.
And it speaks volumes when a guy like him, who's not Steph, who's not Draymond, who's not Andrew Wiggins, but it was a starter with them at one point, is willing to take DMPs at time and have that buy-in. That's when you see a guy like that. If I'm Brandon Pajemski, if I'm Moses Moody, if I'm Lindy Waters, like if he's willing to do that, I can do that. Who am I to have an ego if Kevon Looney, multi-champion and a legend of this team, of this franchise, is willing to sit down and humble himself? Who am I to judge?
Loon Dog offensive rebound percentage rate. He has the best in the league right now. Actually second because DeAndre Jordan in his few minutes that he's gotten. But
I was going to say, he's still playing?
Yeah, he doesn't qualify. Loon Dog.
Is he on the Nuggets still?
He's still on the Denver Nuggets.
Oh my God.
He's still on the Denver Nuggets.
Him and Russ?
He's chilling on the bench. He's chilling. But Loon Dog off as a rebounder, man, it's just been great. He's been awesome this year. 8.5 rebounds per game. 8.5 rebounds per game, and I bet you he's playing... How many minutes a game? He's playing 16 minutes a game, averaging 8.5 rebounds.
Wow.
A game. Think about that. That's pretty cool. Now, what was it like playing against Klay Thompson?
It was extremely weird. When they announced Kyrie Irving and he said number 11, it was like you just assumed it was going to be Klay coming out to 11. But it was, we were seeing him in a different jersey, a different uniform. But the game was a lot of fun. That's what I expected it to be like. With those, Steph, Draymond, Klay, none of them want to lose to each other in cars. They don't want to lose in shooting competition. They don't want to lose in a race. So I know in a game like that, it was going to be a lot of fun, a lot of juices, a lot of trash talking. I think it lived up to the hype.
It did live up to the hype. Now, what do you think Curry yelled at the camera, Loon Dog?
I don't know exactly what he said. I know a little bit what he said, but I don't know if I can cuss on the radio. He did say some cuss words.
Yeah.
This is my house. I know he said that. But before that, I don't really know what he said. He was doing a lot of screaming, a lot of celebrating. And Draymond will probably let you know in his podcast coming up.
That's good.
That is good stuff right there. Loon Dog, a hell of an interview. I love Loon Dog. Really good dude. Fifth in the league in offensive rebounds with 44 offensive rebounds. Zubac leading the league with 50, but he's played in two more games at Kevon Looney. So 44 offensive rebounds for Loon Dog. He's playing to 16 minutes a game, folks.
I was going to say, he has some DMPs against OKC, right?
Yeah, DMP because they went small. So Steve Kerr played the matchups. He'll play tonight because Memphis is pretty big.
Yep. Zach Edey versus Kevon Looney. Let's
Zach
go.
Zach Edey. Jaren Jackson Jr.
He's good.
Zach Edey. I'm intrigued to see Zach Edey.
Me too. He's one of those, like, listen, I say what you will about him, but he was one of, like, the stars of college last couple of years. Him and Dalton Connect, right? Those are the guys. So
Dalton Connect is a guy. I like Dalton Connect.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.